This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Very shortly and briefly this morning, I want to share something with you inshallah ta'ala. It's about a topic revolving around one of my favorite ayat of the Quran. Each and every single day, multiple times a day, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the straight path. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the straight path. What is this straight path? What is ihdina? What is it that we are asking for when we ask Allah ihdina siratul mustaqim, to keep us on the straight path? The straight path is the path of al-Islam. And there's only two sources of this path. The two sources of this path you will find in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. The second source of this path is the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. What he himself was upon, what his companions were upon who followed him, and those who followed them in righteousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of them. So this is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you find in his book and the sunnah of his messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. That's it. Now, the thing about this path, the thing about the straight path, the thing about the path of Islam, when it relates to your everyday life, is the final destination of this path is Jannah. This is what we understand. We understand that the final destination of the Siratul Mustaqim, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Jannah. Now, that path is, or that destination is realized in the next life, in the akhirah. In this life, there is no end to that path. This is a concept that I see a lot of people strive and struggle for without really understanding that there is no end to this path in this life. This path is a continuous road. It's a continuous straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us until the day we die to ask to just stay on this path, to remain on this path. There is no point, there is no place that you will reach in this life where you can stop and say, Alhamdulillah, I'm here, I've made it to my destination, and now I'm just going to wait on the angel of death. This is not a reality. This path is continuous. You're going to have bumps and obstacles along this road. You're going to have some times where you struggle to stay on this path. You're going to have times where you slip off of this path and come back to it. The point is to remain on this path. And this is what is known as istiqamah. Istiqamah is to remain steadfast, to remain on this path. When a man came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he asked him, O Messenger of Allah, give me some advice. Give me some advice that will be sufficient for me so that I will never have to ask anything else to anyone else. And this advice will take me to Jannah. This is what the man wanted. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to the man, say that you believe in Allah. قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. And then remain steadfast. Say that you believe in Allah and remain steadfast. The man asked, okay, give me something else. He said, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that you believe in Allah and remain steadfast. He asked for a third time, give me something else. That's not as long of an advice. He wanted a huge advice from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And for the third time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that you believe in Allah and remain steadfast upon that. This is what is understood by اِهْدِنَا سِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Keep us on the straight path. Grant us istiqamah. Grant us the ability to remain on the straight path until we meet the angel of death on that path. That is the goal in this life. The goal in this life, dear brothers and sisters, the goal of this life is to remain on that path until you meet the angel of death while you are on that path. That is the goal, is to stay on that path. This is why as a Muslim we struggle and we strive to stay on this path. And if we fall off of it, if we make mistakes, if we turn the wrong way, we strive to quickly get back on this path and remain on this path, because we never, ever, 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 ever know when the angel of death is going to come to us. We never know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated that death will overtake us. So our goal is to remain on that path until we meet the angel of death. That is the end of your path. The end of your path is your death. And you want that death to come while you are on Sirat al-Mustaqim. This is the goal. This is the goal. Is just to keep moving forward, to keep progressing, to keep going. Yes, you're going to make mistakes. Yes, you're going to commit sins. Yes, you're going to fall off sometimes. Think that that happens. And I'm not saying it happens to all of us, but it happens. And the goal is to get back onto the path and to let the angel of death find us on this path. That is our goal. And if the angel of death finds you on this path, then you will find that the end of your destination is Jannah. This brings me to the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, which is one of my favorite, one of my all-time favorite verses of the Quran, because of the beautiful, beautiful message where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Fusilat, chapter 41, verse 30, ayah 30, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that those who say their Lord is Allah, and ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then they remain upon that. They have istiqama upon قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. This is exactly what the Prophet ﷺ told the man. Those who say their Lord is Allah, and they remain on that, they have istiqama and stay on that path. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that Allah will send to them angels. Allah will send to them angels upon their death, when they die. When they are meeting the angel of death, if they are on that road, if they are on Sirat al-Mustaqim, they have held fast to istiqama throughout their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that He will send to them angels. And this is the beautiful part of this verse. Because let me tell you, the day you die will be the most trying day of your life. The day of your death will be the most frightening experience that the human being will face in this life. There is no man-made catastrophe. There is no natural catastrophe or phenomena that is as frightening and is as scary as the day that you meet the angel of death. But for those who have remained upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim, and they have met the angel of death, Allah has blessed them, because no one, let me tell you this, no one remains on the straight path and meets the angel of death on the straight path, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed it for them and chosen it for them and has helped them. This is why we say at least 17 times a day, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who have remained steadfast, remained on this path, and the angel of death comes to them, Allah will send angels to them upon this death, upon their most frightening experience, upon their most hard day before the day of judgment, the hardest day in their life, Allah will send them angels that will say to them, first, أَلَا تَخَافُ, surely do not be afraid, have no fear. أَلَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and don't even be sad, don't even be worried, don't even be stressed, but أَبْشِرُوا, but have glad tidings. أَلَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا, but have glad tidings بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ, have glad tidings of Jannah تُعَدُونَ, that was promised to you. Subhanallah. This is the reward of istiqama. The reward of istiqama is that not only will you live a peaceful and fulfilling and satisfying life upon the straight path, and your life will be full of iman, your life will be full of pleasure, your life will be full of the amazing things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to those who believe in Him and who follow Him. But on your hardest day, you will receive the message, do not be afraid, Do not have worry or grief or sadness on this day, but abshiru, but rejoice and have glad tidings, bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun, of Jannah that was promised to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, alhamdulillah for the deen of al-Islam. It is a very simple and beautiful religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with and favored us with. And it is about staying on that path. You are never going to reach the finality of that path until you meet the angel of death. There is no endpoint in this life for that path. You keep going forward and you keep going forward and you keep going forward. When you meet obstacles, you hit them head on and you keep going forward. When you fall and you stumble upon this path, you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you keep moving forward. If you have fallen off of this path, if something has caused your iman to become weak, if sins have overwhelmed you, if you have fallen off of this path and you have strayed from this path and you are still alive enough to hear this message, if you are still alive and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not willed that the angel of death find you off of this path, then all you need to do is pick yourself back up, find yourself back onto that path, and keep moving forward. This is the goal of the Muslim. This is the life of the Muslim. A continual struggle, a continual effort, a continual juhud to keep going forward on this path. This is what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Allow us and guide us as we walk down this straight path. Guide us as we walk down this straight path and help us to continue on this straight path. So if we can meet the angel of death like that, then you have succeeded. If the day of your death, you are met with these angels who will tell you, أَلَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ, then you are supremely successful and you can all rest assured that your resting place is Jannah, because that will be your promise. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the tawfiq, the ability, the strength to continue on this straight path. To continue upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path of Tawheed, the path of the Qur'an, the path of the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, following in the footsteps of his companions and the righteous predecessors who came before us. We have to keep going forward for this, insha'Allah ta'ala. We cannot give up. Once you give up, then you have lost. But as long as you are still struggling on it, as long as you are still striving upon it, as long as you are still fighting for it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you. So don't be despondent about your mistakes, your misgrievances, your sins. Worry about them. They should worry you. They should pain you. They should hurt your conscience. They should keep you up at night. Absolutely, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. But then Allah tells us very, 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 very many times in the Quran that His punishment is severe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does punish those who are worthy of His punishment. But the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to forgive, is to have mercy, is to be forbearing, is to be kind, is to be gentle. And the only thing that prevents the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from entering into your life, the only thing that prevents the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from reaching you is yourself. Yourself, no one else. You cannot blame shaitan. You cannot blame your friends. You cannot blame anyone else except but yourself, because Allah's mercy is for anyone who wants it, anyone who desires it, anyone who seeks it, anyone who goes after it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Our Lord, keep us and guide us along this straight path. As we walk this path of life, we want that path of life to be on the straight path, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based upon Tawheed, based upon the Quran, based upon the Sunnah of His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Alhamdulillah, now that I am recovering, I'm ready to get back into full action. It actually has been a very beneficial thing for me, alhamdulillah. The surgery, the downtime, the break, it was much needed. For a while before my surgery, I had come and gone off of social media and traveling. It just became very difficult for me. But now that things are getting better, alhamdulillah, I'm ready to hit the ground running again with a new vigor, with a new with a new energy, inshallah ta'ala. We will have new videos coming, inshallah, in our temporary studio, until we gain the funding through the Path to Peace Productions campaign, to where we can do something bigger and better. But we're going to work with what we got. I've always taught this in the da'wah, is that you don't wait until the grand goal is achieved. You work with what you have, and then you work towards that grand goal, inshallah ta'ala. So new videos are going to be coming. New program is going to be coming. Training for new Muslims is going to be coming. Training for da'wah is going to be coming, inshallah ta'ala. Holistic da'wah. Our goal in the da'wah this time around is going to be not only to share the message of Tawheed, but to share how the message of Tawheed can benefit human beings. How the Islamic system, how the system designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefits the human being, benefits families, benefits society, and benefits a better world. We're going to try to show that. So the goal, inshallah ta'ala, is to come back stronger than ever before, to come back more fervent than ever before, but with a different way and approach and outlook on things that I believe will be beneficial and reach to the people, inshallah ta'ala. And then also we're going to start working on the podcast, inshallah ta'ala. The podcast will be more of an informal thing. It will be more of an informal discussion that I will try to have weekly, inshallah ta'ala, and then we'll upload them to places like, it'll be on iTunes, and we'll do the video of it as well, put it on YouTube, work on getting on, working with Muslim Central. Many of my things are on Muslim Central already, but we're working on having series and episodes through the podcast, inshallah ta'ala, and having guests on and things of that nature. And even when I get back to traveling, we will still do things like the podcast, etc., inshallah. So there's a lot of things that I have planned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the ability to make them successful, to see them and realize them. And stay tuned for a upcoming announcement. There's an announcement, a big announcement that I'm actually very, very, very excited for, apart from Path to Peace Productions and all that. There is an announcement that should be coming forward, inshallah ta'ala, about an amazing opportunity that I'm going to be, inshallah ta'ala, taking part in, and am looking so forward to it. So stay tuned for that. I will post it when I have the permission to do so, when I have the permission to announce it. So make sure you stay tuned in. Make sure you go to my account and turn on post notifications. The new algorithms that Instagram continues to put forward are not really the best algorithms. So if you really want to make sure you see all of my posts, see all of my content, then you just go to my account, and in those three little dots at the top button, or the top of the page, click them and turn on the post notifications so that you'll be notified when new things are going to happen, inshallah ta'ala. Until the next time, this is your brother Yusha Evans, telling you that a lot of new things are coming, inshallah ta'ala. And finally, advising you with the advice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remain steadfast upon that. I love you all for the sake of Allah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. I ask you to make dua for me. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me, to grant me the istiqamatul janan, the steadfast heart, the steadfast chest to be able to go forward in this work, and grant me new vigor and new strength to do things that are going to benefit this ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.